Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of March 11th, 2024. Courts hand down a 6-year prison term to an Ohio incel planning a mass killing and targeting sorority girls. A California extremist admits to firebombing Planned Parenthood and planning a power grid attack. An explosive device was detonated outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office. And the FBI seeks an Iranian intel officer who was plotting to assassinate U.S. officials. So let's get into these stories. On February 29th, a federal judge sentenced a self-described incel from Ohio to 6 years in prison for plotting to murder 3,000 individuals, including sorority girls, at an Ohio university in 2021. 24-year-old Trey Janko of Hillsboro pled guilty in October 2022 to attempting to commit a hate crime. The incel movement is a predominantly male online community that harbors anger toward and blames women for their own celibacy. In an August 3, 2019 manifesto, Janko wrote, quote, "I will slaughter out of hatred, jealousy, and revenge," end quote, noting that he sought the death of women that he had both been deprived of and fantasized about. That same day, Janko searched the internet for sororities and information about a university in Ohio, where he planned to conduct the attack. Authorities said he previously purchased tactical gloves, a bulletproof vest, a hoodie bearing the word revenge, cargo pants, a Bowie knife, a skull face mask, 2 Glock 17 magazines, a 9mm 17 clip, and a concealed carry holster clip for a Glock. Prosecutors said Janko previously joined the U.S. Army in an effort to become a more effective killer. A man pled guilty on February 29th to firebombing a Planned Parenthood clinic and plotting to attack an electrical substation and Dodger Stadium, all located in Orange County, California. 22-year-old Tibet Ergol of Irvine, California, pled guilty to federal charges of conspiracy to damage an energy facility and intentional damage to a reproductive health services facility. Ergol is the last of 3 abortion-related extremists to admit his role in the March 2022 attack on the Costa Mesa clinic. Ergol's co-defendants, Chance Brannon of San Juan Capistrano, California, then an active duty U.S. Marine, and Xavier Batten of Brooksville, Florida, pled guilty in recent months to the firebombing attack. Motivated by anti-abortion sentiments, Ergol and Brennan threw a Molotov cocktail at the clinic's entrance and failed to follow through on a separate planned attack on another Planned Parenthood. Authorities accused Batten of complicity after he reportedly instructed Brennan on the incendiary device's construction. Ergol then conspired with Brannon and others to damage an electrical substation using firearms and a Molotov cocktail. In the summer of 2023, the two men researched attacking the parking lot or an electrical room at Dodger Stadium during a future LGBTQ Pride Night event. Authorities are searching for a motive and a person of interest surrounding the detonation of an explosive device February 24th outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office in downtown Montgomery. The explosion occurred a day after Attorney General Steve Marshall said he had no plans to prosecute in vitro fertilization medical providers or families using their services following an Alabama Supreme Court ruling to protect clinic-created embryos. Investigators said a suspicious package outside Marshall's office exploded at 3:42 a.m., injuring one individual. Surveillance video captured a person of interest, dressed in black and wearing a ski cap and mask, walking along the street in the vicinity of the explosion. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said her office is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of any perpetrator involved in the incident. The FBI announced on March 1st that it is searching for an Iranian individual suspected of planning to assassinate U.S. officials in retaliation for the January 2020 killing of Major General Qassem Soleimani. The FBI Miami office wrote in a post on social media that 41-year-old Mujeed Dasjani Farahani, quote, is wanted for questioning regarding the recruitment of individuals for operations in the U.S. to include lethal targeting of current and former USG officials, end quote. Farahani, an Iranian intelligence officer, is also suspected of surveilling religious sites, businesses, and other facilities across the U.S. Farahani speaks Farsi, French, Spanish, and English, and frequently travels between Iran and Venezuela. The U.S. military killed Soleimani, the leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, in an airstrike in Baghdad on January 2, 2020. Since then, Iran has repeatedly threatened to take revenge for Soleimani's killing. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.